Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In a decision that was not unexpected, the Georgia Supreme Court last month unanimously struck down a 1994 state law that banned people from publicly advertising suicide. The measure was passed at a time when Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian, was busy assisting suicides. The court reached its decision on the grounds that the ban infringed on free speech rights protected in both the Georgia Constitution and the United States Constitution. The law does not expressly ban assisted suicide, as the justices pointedly noted in their brief 8-page decision written by Justice Hugh Thompson. Instead, there are felony charges only for anyone who publicly advertises, offers, or holds himself out as offering that he or she will intentionally and actively assist another person in the commission of suicide and commits any overt act to further that purpose. The immediate impact is that four members of the Final Exit Network will not stand trial for their roles in the 2008 death of John Selmer, a 58-year-old cancer patient whose cancer was in remission. Prosecutors said members of Final Exit helped Selmer use an exit hood that was connected to a helium tank to kill himself. Burke Balch, director of National Right to Life's Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics, observed, "The ruling by the Georgia Supreme Court puts the lives of older people and those with disabilities in grave danger because it opens the door for the fringe advocates of doctor-prescribed death to openly advertise the practice in the state of Georgia. This ruling essentially says, if you want to advertise helping people jump off a cliff, you can hang out your shingle in Georgia." At present, only Oregon and Washington State have legalized doctor-prescribed death. A Montana Supreme Court ruling in 2010 left the status of assisting suicide in that state ambiguous. Other efforts to legalize the practice, which would put countless patients at risk, have been defeated in Maine, Hawaii, and Michigan, among others. Burke added that, "We call on the Georgia legislature to quickly remedy today's ruling by enacting into statute legal protections against doctor-prescribed death and other forms of assisting suicide. Failure to take swift action could result in the deaths of countless older people and those with disabilities." Writing for the disability rights organization Not Dead Yet, Stephen Drake observed that Justice Thompson noted that the law only criminalizes those assisted suicides that include a public advertisement or offer to assist. Many assisted suicides are either not prohibited or expressly exempted, and the law does not render illegal all advertisements or offers to assist in a suicide. Specifically, Justice Thompson wrote, "Had the state truly been interested in the preservation of human life, however, it could have imposed a ban on all assisted suicides with no restriction on protected speech whatsoever. Alternatively, the state could have sought to prohibit all offers to assist in suicide when accompanied by an overt act to accomplish that goal. The state here did neither." He added, "The state has failed to provide any explanation or evidence as to why a public advertisement or offer to assist in an otherwise legal activity is sufficiently problematic to justify an intrusion on protected speech rights." According to the Associated Press, the decision left open a route for state lawmakers to explicitly outlaw all assisted suicides, as long as the law doesn't infringe on free speech rights. Legislative leaders haven't ruled out introducing legislation that would do just that, and the Georgia Attorney General's office said it's ready to help lawmakers if they bring forward legislation in response to the ruling. It's a small win for advocates of doctor-prescribed death and other forms of assisted suicide, but with any luck, it will be a short-lived victory if the Georgia legislature takes action to protect older people and the medically vulnerable and disabled. As always, we've provided some key resources at ProLifePerspective.com that look at the situation in Georgia and across the country.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.